You learn that from the stray animals in Mexico, Thai?
No, I've been spending the whole day here with a cat. I'm sitting on a cat today, so
It's cat sitting.
I'm learning the vernacular of the species, the feline species, yes.
Cats are the epitome of your way, because they just seem to do whatever the fuck they want and not give a shit about their owners.
Yeah, if a cat went in a Subway, they would like that. That's like cat heaven as far as food goes. Because like humans, the go-to base model sandwich is the cold cut. But you know that if a cat walked in a Subway, they're hitting the tuna real fast.
The most fragrant of all toppings.
And
Wow.
like, I don't know, stereotypically cat-like. But I don't know if they'd fuck with any of the vegetables because I think they want to just like kind of paw them around. But they would like, I can't imagine a cat actually eating any of the vegetables at Subway. No interest.
Zero. Maybe a black olive, but those look more fun to just like slap around on a piece of paper.
Yeah, something to kind of like play with and pounce on. I was looking up though, Eric. I was trying to figure out like can like what can pets eat at Subway? And like I think cats can kind of just like they cap out at the tuna, but dogs, like what do you think?
Everything.
Okay, you think it's everything, but it's actually not. Like there's a whole like world online around like dog sandwich crafting. And
Oh
because
no.
like if you're on like a road trip or something and you forgot like the PetSmart high fiber like pills or whatever those things are, you need your dog's got to be satisfied as much as you the owner, right? So what do you order your dog at Subway? Well, I'm going to tell you, Eric, you got to do
Let me
white
see.
bread. That's step number one. You got to do white bread because apparently seeds aren't and like herbs aren't super good for a puppy tummy, so a little bit
Yeah,
limited.
that's true. Same with grapes. They don't serve grapes at Subway, but thought I'd just throw that out in case any bread-headed dog owners are listening.
Unless they forgot that, yeah.
Forgot
Okay,
that.
forgot that. The okay, so the summary of this order is basically going to be dog sandwiches are boring as hell, but white bread. You're allowed to get meat, of course. You want to like really load it on the meat. Animals love meat. But you have to keep it plain meat. No spicy, no seasoned. So like chicken breast is a good one.
The
Maybe like
rawer, the
black
better.
forest ham. Rawer the better. Yeah, maybe the deli cuts.
Well, Ty, I'll have you know that my dog is pretty sensitive. And she's
Takes after
an
its
old
owner.
lady. Yeah, we're a couple of sensitive cats, you know what I mean? But my dog, she's an old lady, you know, and she can no longer eat animal protein, much like you, Ty. So she has to consume vegetarian-based protein. So, you know, she's eating a lot of yams, a lot of, you know, carrots, cooked carrots, with no oil, things like
You
that.
got
Ty, really,
me salivating.
really sensitive baby food. I just realized vegetarians are just eating baby food, and it's exactly what my dog's doing.
Yeah, totally, dude. Like, I would recommend some mashed potatoes. Nice thing. You can really gum that down
Oh
for
yeah,
a
absolutely.
toothless canine.
Absolutely. Well, she's
If
not
you got
toothless. She's
no
just
canines in
a
your
baby.
canine,
She's an old baby.
old baby. Everybody regresses to babies as they age. But yeah, hummus. Hummus is a good one. Do dogs like hummus? Or is it
I
too much
think
oil
dogs
in it?
might be a little bit too much oil for her. But she does love a little banana also. You know, fruits and vegetables, watermelon, pineapple. Wait, no, it's not pineapple. Pumpkin. She loves pumpkin. Pumpkin
Pumpkin.
treats
Dogs
are
love
a hit.
pumpkin.
Yeah, thank God someone out here loves pumpkin.
I was gonna say, like, humans eat surprisingly little. Pumpkin is a novelty at Halloween for humans. It's not something to be consumed.
I know. It's only for carving and for like throwing at houses.
Yeah, dropping off bridges.
Yep. I threw mine off the
Well,
balcony last year.
I'm glad that your little canine is a fruit and veg head, Eric, because this article is contradictory to the article I was just reading, because as far as Subway vegetables go, they suggested none of them because it's just too messy for a dog to eat.
Too messy?
Too messy.
Do they not know? This article is clearly not written by a dog owner.
Or a dog.
Or a dog. Dogs, maybe the dogs are writing this, or, you know, trying to spread some propaganda. Like, no, give us the meats. Mm-hmm, like, we don't want the fucking vegetables.
You do want to avoid the spicy vegetables, like the jalapenos, the banana peppers, because that's pretty hard on the canine stomach. And you absolutely, Eric, you're going to make yourself a dog sandwich, want to avoid the red onion, because supposedly onion is toxic to both dogs and cats. So none of your pets be getting red onion for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised how much I intuitively know this stuff already. Because I agree with you. And my dog wouldn't even try to go for a jalapeno. She's a Mexican dog, but she would never go for a little spicy jalapeno. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's very tame, very tame. It's domesticated Mexican dog, Eric.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It hopped the wall, you know, scurried over through the desert and made it.
Hasn't left your AC department since.
No, barely does.
And then sauces are a no-go, like, just off the board for all the same reasons as before. Too spicy, too seasoned,
yeah, too messy. It doesn't do much. They don't care about flavor, they just care about meat
for sure. So really, at the end of the day, sauces are purely
a flavor play.
Yeah, their sauces are designed for humans so that they forget that they're like what they're eating, essentially, is to mask everything else.
That's exactly it.
So a dog sandwich is basically just a bunch of meat in a bun, which is the essence of Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Your base model.
That's a good base model.
Plain meat in a plain bun.
Hey, Ty, should we start this podcast?
Yeah, I guess so. What are you sipping on today? I see you got a canned bevy.
Yeah, sipping on yet another ready-to-wear piece of clothing here. This is the Sante Marie Mojito. This is a rum beverage from Quebec. And it's got 7% alcohol. Kind of a strong mojito. Yeah. But it's good. It's getting me in the zone to podcast with you.
I love that. I love this canned beverage renaissance that's happening. You're at the forefront of it. Experimenting, pioneering new types of drinks. That's really great, Eric.
I don't know how I feel about it yet. To be honest, I love the convenience of it. I love just, like, not having to, like, make this right now. I can just, like, oh shit, Ty needs to build in the stew right now. All right, say less. Let me go grab a can of mojito and just plop down on this California king of mine and hit record. You know, I don't got to worry about muddling some mint leaves.
Yeah, sometimes convenience trumps, like, the customization. Convenience over customization in some situations. And, like, I'm like you, Eric. I'm a crackhead. I love cracking a can, you know?
I love cracking open, clacking. I'm a split head. I like splitting my sandwich apart, you know, right down the middle, getting her going.
I do enjoy, like, the hot couture of beverages as well. But I went with a ready-to-wear format as well. I'm drinking a double IPA from the
double meat
Los Angeles County Brewery Monkish, which is a reference to the religious group, not the primates. I visited the brewery a few weeks ago, Monkish Brewing, and they had, like, church pews inside that you could sit on.
And church, like, pews? Is that crosses, like, little boys' laps? Or, like, what is that?
A pew, my friend. Pew pew is just, like, it's like a foot-long chair, essentially, with, like, no herbs and cheese to comfort you. It's just white Italian. It's crispy. It's extra crusted. It's uncomfortable. It's hard on it's hard on the mouth.
So it's like those chairs where you sit and you, like, pray to Jesus. Those are the ones. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The prayer booths. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just realized you're still in LA because you have this virtual BG going on here. I'm not sure why. You don't have to hide anything from me, Ty. I know everything about you.
That's
That
cool.
is cool, right? So what's going on? Like, are you wining and dining in West Hollywood right now? Are you going to John and Vinny's? What's on the menu for Ty this weekend?
Yeah, I haven't navigated into the heart of the LA area yet. I'm holing up in Long Beach. I'm sitting on a cat for the last couple of days, but it's Friday night, baby. So I may make the commute into WeHo for a cheeky dinner tonight, but I got no rezzo plans. So do you have any recos? Where should I swing by?
Well, you do own a vehicle, so I think you should rip on down to Fairfax. Make sure you keep the windows up and the doors locked. But you should pop into John and Vinny's and put your name down, and then maybe go hang out at the Supreme store. I don't know.
That's cool. That's
Do
cool. That's
something along
definitely a
those
day.
lines. Yeah, do something like on Fairfax. That way you can just like rip over to John and Vinny's when they call your name. Don't want to stray too far away.
That's true. You don't want to miss that wait list. That's not a bad option. I did have some pizza the other night, but I could re-engage in some Italian food.
Well, what do you think about, crossing the border and going into France? Because I got a different reco for you.
I'm open to international travel tonight. Just let me check my air miles here real quick. Yep, I got lots. What are you thinking?
Yep, zero balance. Okay, great.
Yeah.
You should head over to Petit Trois, nice little
Petit
French
trois.
restaurant, Thai. You should check that out. It's also in the neighborhood.
It's not over in Little Paris. Petit
Could be.
trois. Okay.
Yeah, very good. Go there.
Oh
Yeah.
shit, that's a drive, man.
Well, yeah,
That's
dude, you're
like,
in fucking Long Beach.
yeah, well, anything north of the Getty, you're like, you really got to make a trip
North
there.
of the Getty, it's not that far.
Oh, it's on the same. Oh, there's two locations, Petit Trois La Vallée. I don't want to go into the valley.
No, dude.
No, I'm not going to Sherman Oaks for dinner, but okay. I see the location you have. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I've been there. It's
Okay, it's right
good.
off Melrose. Cool. Okay,
Oh yeah,
okay.
dude, right off Melrose. That's where we operate, Ty. We're around the Melrose, Fairfax area, WeHo. Anything walking distance from the Chateau Marmont, where we stay, you know how it is. That's another place you might
I get
want
you.
to go. Maybe run into
Yeah,
Frank Ocean.
I was thinking of, can you get pool passes there? Because I might hang out around there like on Saturday.
You could sneak in. It's pretty easy. I've done it.
Cool.
Yeah,
Easy.
you just kind of like hang around by the gate and then wait for, like, I don't know, Bradley Cooper to walk by. You just like go in behind him.
Yeah, that's true. I'm on a first name basis with Brad, so I think he'll like help me out.
Absolutely. Speaking of
Cool.
famous people in LA, old famous people, have you been watching this Johnny Depp trial? Because I've been like so locked in. It's actually like, I swear to God, Ty, it's better than any TV show on TV right now. Like, I feel like
That
I'm watching the
good,
Kardashians, but in real time, and there's $50 million on
well, shit. See, I followed the first 6 inches of it, and then I just couldn't keep up, dude. It's like the fourth season of Selling Sunset. It just happened so much so quickly
Dude,
that
yeah.
you can't follow all the characters. So give me an update. Give the Redheads an update.
There's
What's
literally
your
better
synopsis?
writing. Okay, there's
Yeah.
better writing than like fucking Ozark on this shit right now, dude. Like, you can't make this shit up. Like, this is real life, Ty. This is like a
Damn.
man that we all know and love. Okay, Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain Jack Sparrow. Okay, this guy's going
Captain
through
Jack.
it, my guy. He,
Yeah.
the main takeaway for me is that he's been with this crazy psycho bitch this whole time, and we didn't had no idea.
Yeah. He's a victim of the Me Too movement.
Cancel culture coming for Big
Yeah.
Johnny. Well, Ty, as of re time of recording, both sides have rested their case, and we are on verdict watch now.
Oh shit. Oh,
Yeah,
cool. I
I
love
feel like
Verdict Watch.
verdict watch is the best because it's like It's like you're waiting for an earthquake to happen or something. You're like, it's gonna hit any second now. We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm assuming you're on Team Johnny.
Well, yeah. What give you that?
Is anybody on Team Amber?
I think her lawyer, maybe. Like, it doesn't seem very good for her. Even
jury's still out on that.
Yeah, jury's literally still out on it. But yeah, even Kate Moss pulled up via Zoom and said that Johnny never did anything to her, and that's what we all needed to hear.
I need a Kate Moss co-sign. That's incredible,
dude. Co-sign. Even got this like bleach blonde guy from TMZ to pull up. Former TMZ employee. Did you watch that at all?
I saw some memes about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I watched it live. I was like, this is crazy. This is my first time ever seeing something literally happen live, and then it gets turned into a meme. But yeah, he clapped back real hard at one of the lawyers. It's pretty funny.
That's amazing. It's so exciting to like witness live, like reality. This is a reality show that you are watching because it is the most accurate depiction of reality. That's the role of like filming the courts, right? They're not trying to dramatize it in any way. It is in of itself a drama.
Well, I mean, it is, but from Johnny's side, like on Amber's side, it is delusional, which is also pretty entertaining. So you get to see kind of two things happening at the same time. It's like, I kind of feel like when we're at work and Ty, me and you have a very compelling design argument, and then the person, no, that's kind of what it feels like.
Right. So despite it being a reality show, you're actually watching two reality shows at the same time. One that's closely connected with your interpretation of reality, and the others, which is bespoke reality. Alternate reality. Yeah. AR.
Yeah, exactly. It's an alternate reality tie where, you know, people have bottles thrown at them and people are getting shoved down the stairs and, you know, people are being screamed at constantly and being hit.
It's crazy.
But yeah, that's just what it is.
It sounds like a murder mystery party. Yeah.
It really is. But yeah, Ty, this is like literally the best show I've seen all week. I'm actually like super tapped in right now with the culture. I feel like I'm literally like sitting in the courtroom, just like twiddling my thumbs, like watching this shit go down and eating popcorn. This is awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah, brother. You're sitting courtside for this one.
Yeah, I'm sitting courtside seats. Yeah, this is our OJ. Have you thought about that?
I didn't until right now, and that makes me want to tap in. Like,
dude, yeah, this is a cultural moment right now because this is like a heavyweight guy, not literally, but heavyweight in terms of status, going up against his ex-wife. And they are, you know, fighting cancel culture right now. This is crazy.
It is crazy. And you get all these cool guest appearances. This is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much for believe her or whatever. What
was that? Believe her.
No, believe her. Like, what was the thing that's like, listen, like, believe all women or something. It's like cap. It's all cap. Believe the person's telling the truth. That's what you should believe.
Dude, I don't trust hashtags.
Exactly. That was the first mistake.
Yeah, for sure. Now, whenever I hear a battle of two forces, good and evil, if you will, I always draw a parallel between the eternal struggle of sandwich artist and patron. So which side is Depp on here?
I mean, Depp is an artist, you know what I mean? He's always going to be fighting for the arts. I think Johnny Depp is a sandwich artist that we all kind of like, you know, we cared about, but like if something happened to him, we were like quick to cancel. But now we're realizing, well, you know what? Sandwich artists are abused daily, Ty. You know, they get people coming in wearing uniforms saying like, give me a fucking chopped cheese. And they have no choice but to just do it or leave. And they can't leave sometimes.
It's true. They're trapped in an abusive relationship with their clientele. So does that make Amber Heard the ultimate Karen of the subway line?
100%. Karen, no regard for the arts. Someone who wants to take credit for the sandwich. You know, somebody who is down to make the sandwich exactly how they want and then still complain about it. You're spot on.
I've seen it happen before. Hey, I've done it too to an artist where I walk in confidently imposing my own reality on the sandwich artist, convincing them that like maybe marinara sauce and guacamole should go together. And they knew I was
have no
wrong.
Choice.
They got
they
no
know,
choice
they,
in
you
the
know, they know you're wrong, but they're just like, you know what, like, let's get this over with. Like, let's get this guy out of here.
Yeah, they can't walk away, and I feel bad for them.
Wow.
Damn. So that seems really exciting. I'm looking forward to the verdict, the first bite, if you will.
The final bite.
Or the final bite, yeah.
Yeah. End this call and go check. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm really like curious about this because, yeah, that's our king right there.
Yeah, King Johnny.
King Johnny Depp.
Wow. Well, yeah. Okay. I don't mean to be, I feel like a bit of a bandwagon jumper joining this late into the fight, but I'd like to also cheer Johnny on.
Well, thank you for your support, Ty. You know, I think he is really grateful for you.
I'm sure I have his personal number somewhere on my contact list, so I'll give him a call. I didn't realize the depth to which this was happening.
So, I mean, you might be able to find his number. Like, they showed a lot of like screenshots of text messages that had like the name and number that it was sent to, and you know, our guy on the redactor is kind of slow, so. If you could rewatch the stream, you can probably find like his agent's number at the very least.
Right, snap a few screenshots, and now you're like Depp adjacent. You're
yeah, exactly.
Getting in
suddenly
there, getting in the DMs.
Yeah, suddenly, right outside the gates at Chateau Marmont pool, you can just text your boy JD.
Damn!
Wow.
Hey, I'd imagine that this what is it? A verdict. Yeah, this entire struggle is happening in the Los Angeles area. I bet they're courtside. Yeah, so perhaps I could swing by if it hasn't resolved by this weekend. Swing by and enjoy the crowd of pro-Depp supporters outside.
You absolutely should go and check that out because I believe it's at the Fairfax fucking courthouse, which is right by John and Vinny's. So
yeah, I was gonna say now. I can bring my leftover.
Or just grab food to go and sit outside and eat your like spicy vodka pasta outside the courthouse.
You're right. Shit. Virginia's Fairfax County Courthouse.
Oh,
man. No.
Oh,
exact opposite side of the country. Come on.
Virginia has a Fairfax? No one cares about that.
No one cares about that Fairfax.
Why is it over there? Doesn't Johnny live in West Hollywood?
Yeah, dude. I think they're on like, are they doing this on PST, at least?
No, you're right. It's EST. Because I tapped in around noon today.
That's bogus.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I can't rally courtside for our boy Johnny.
No, doesn't look like it. But your support still matters, Ty.
Thank you. Every vote counts.
Yeah, this whole pandemic, I found myself on only two, you know, pressing matters. Like, I've been pretty silent until it came to support our truckers. and now this. So these are my two most passionate causes. What about you, Ty? What have you done this year? The past 2 years?
Wow, way to call me out like that, first of all. What have you done this year? Like,
well,
you know what I've done, Eric.
I've been vocal about our, you know, loyal truckers, hardworking, you know, drivers.
I'm going to tell you what my biggest accomplishment of the last year was, Eric. It was hitting 160 episodes of Think Fresh Podcast. Honestly, it was the only thing I was committed to this year. And the only thing I really cared about.
Yeah, dude, I 100% agree. I feel like Kanye, man. 5 beats a day for 3 summers. You know, it's just fucking constant recording, constant fucking around. I feel like every episode we talk about like we like hit some milestone, but in reality we're just in the thick of it. We're just still going, you know?
Yeah, buddy. We're in season 2 of COVID and this is our dawn to 2 is the last 80 episodes essentially.
Yeah, exactly. You know, 2020 into 2021 was dawn to 1 And that was like Sad Boy season. But now we're, you know, now it's future executive produced. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah,
it's dude. It's a hot boy summer.
It's hot boy summer. We got the mumble raps. We got a whole new wave of thinking. We're bringing in some younger guns. We've got new guests coming any week now, right? We got guests coming
any week now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we're just waiting for some guests to get a little bit more famous in order to invite them on, because we don't want Joe Blows in here, you know?
No, we put them in Think Fresh Camp. We seek them out, and then we groom them, and then when they're ready, they come on the pod.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Really funny way to put it, but yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So if you would like to volunteer to be a Think Fresh Talent Scout, please DM us on Instagram right away, and we'll have our agents reach out to you if you seem like the right material.
Yeah, DM us your prior experience. This is an unpaid gig, but you will get a tag on episodes that have a guest. So if you can deliver for us, we'll deliver for you in the form of internet clout.
Yep. The only rule for guests is they got to have a blue check.
No check, no check.
No check, no check. I like that. That's a good guiding principle, Eric.
Mm-hmm. We're all about principles in this pod.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, Ty, what are you planning to do? I don't know if you answered my question. You kind of said you might go to a restaurant I recommended. But what are you actually going to do? Are you going to sit poolside for the rest of your time there and then head on back to beautiful BC.
Yeah, so I think as soon as I wrap this wonderful episode with you, I'm going to go hang poolside, crack another double IPA. Maybe I'll even move into the triple, or dare I say quadruple IPAs. I do have some.
They have
them in the fridge. It's like, it's insane, Eric. It's literally the equivalent of like four sauces. The number of IPA strains in a beer. Each one is the addition of an extra sauce, and it just gets like harder and harder to stomach.
Oh, 100%. It's like exponentially worse for you. Mm-hmm. Like quadruple, triple, or even double your IPA. Same thing with the sauce.
1000p. It just like scorches your tongue after the triple. So I'm going to go do some tongue scorching and body scorching in the sun poolside after this. Get the weekend pace going, which is always a little bit different than the work week. And then I think me and Boo will make the pilgrimage into WeHo and find a little din-din activation. Maybe like a table celebrity adjacent, we'll see.
I love to hear it. I mean, this is your second chance to hit Nobu. I know you know, disregarded it last time, Ty, but you know, if you decide to go there, I think you should take some photos for the pod.
I will. I'll definitely like hop into the Think Fresh Instagram and maybe go live.
I would love to tune in.
Tune in into your own Instagram account? Is that a thing?
Oh, man. It'd be pretty funny to do like Instagram live, like two-way live, but like not show our faces. Just like have like two like POVs happening. That'd be pretty awesome.
That'd be pretty cool. There's definitely like a missed opportunity to merge Instagram Live with FaceTime.
Yeah. Yeah, tonight, Ty, I already have my dinner plan sorted. Thanks for asking.
I'm sorry I didn't ask. Hey, Eric. For dinner tonight, what meat? Cheese and toasted?
Cheese and toasted. For me tonight, Ty, because I'm ordering a pizza.
Oh, shit. Or this is why you're encouraging the John and Vinny so much. Hey, you want some synchronicity here?
I would love some synchronicity, but I know it's going to happen anyway. It's not just no worries. But yeah, Ty, ordered a pizza on Tuesday. It is now Friday. And
dude, cancel that shit. Pizza should get there in like 30 minutes.
This is a pickup, dedicated pickup time, Ty. I don't play around when it comes to rare pizza drops, because Ty, when it comes to Pepino's pizza, you gotta order the shit hella early, okay? because otherwise you're gonna be eating at like 10 o'clock and that's no good. You want to be eating this shit early, ordering early, and getting the special pizza. So me and Bae, we got this shit on lock. This is the process, okay? Every Sunday, they drop the pizza on Instagram. Yes or no? Like what? It's yes or no, and then when?
Yeah. Wow.
And
Do
then
you know
we
what the
go, all
pizza's
right.
gonna be? Do you have any
Yeah.
information on the pie?
Yes, I have the pie. I can pull up right now.
Yeah, okay.
But
So you
yeah,
get
Ty,
pie data and then you commit or not.
we got our pie insights. Okay.
Okay.
And then based on that, we say, are we eating it? Yes or no? If it's a yes, we say when. And on Sunday, we said, okay, let's eat on Friday. Let's make a Friday pizza night. And then we said, okay, bet 5:30 pickup
Hell
time.
yeah.
What else we got here? Okay, here's the pizza time. This week's pizza at the Pino Spaghetti House is the big capricciosa.
You like them
Are you
big,
familiar with that?
big meat, tasty.
Oh, fuck yeah. Are you familiar with the capricciosa, Ty?
I'm familiar with the capricciosa. Yes, that's a I believe it's a sausage pizza with white sauce.
Fuck no.
Okay, break it down for not me but the breadheads. What is a capricciosa?
Okay,
Carpe
breadheads,
diem.
hold on to your box. All right, hold on to your fucking Subway brand advisor because this shit's about to blow the fuck off. This
Jeez.
is a signature Detroit style pie. All right, it's soft and
Oh.
airy, deep dish with a crispy crust and caramelized cheese edges. All right,
Oh man. I
this one
love
in
when an
particular.
Italian restaurant tries to do a take on a Johnny Deep dish.
I mean, this is Italian American restaurant, so I trust them with my money. I trust them with
Okay.
my $45.
Nice.
This pizza has a quattro formaggi blend and marinara sauce, topped with
Cool.
prosciutto cotto, cremini mushrooms, artichokes, and Niçoise olives.
Oh, mama. That's a lot of beautiful Italian ingredients arranged in an American style. Dude, you are gonna be going to Pizza Heaven tonight. Holy crap.
Dude, yeah. This is 7 minutes in Pizza Heaven, and I cannot wait, dude. I'm very excited. As soon as I saw that capricciosa, it was an instant purchase. I didn't even ask Bae, to be honest. I just kind of ordered it and said, it's on me tonight. Don't worry about it.
Gotta do what you gotta do to get what you want. I'm so
I know.
excited for you, Eric. Pizza drops are a brilliant idea because your Friday evening now is mindless. You don't have to think about what you're doing. It happens. All you have to do is focus on throwing back your canned mojitos.
I used to never think on Fridays, and now it's like I don't think, and it's
Yeah, exactly. And you're not you don't suffer as a result of it.
Exactly. But yeah, dude,
I'd
it's
love to.
literally like a moment on like Sunday or Monday where we're like, oh shit, we gotta check what the pizza is this week, and it's become like a cultural like moment landmark in the week, much
It's a
like New
really
Music
good
Friday.
format. Yeah, of course. It's a really good format for Subway to actually adopt like a sandwich drop every week. And it could either be like a unique ingredient added into the footlong, and then like ideally you get like some sort of celebrity chef to then like use it in a unique fashion. Like maybe this week you could try the Bobby Flay footlong and he worked in some like porcini mushrooms into your sandwich. So like hit that and it's well limited. It's only on Friday, you know?
Yeah, I love this idea. I think like the current sub of the day bullshit they pull is like so whack. Like, I don't want to save a dollar on a fucking ham sandwich. Like, I don't care.
Yeah,
That's
dude.
not new to me. Like, it's just like you're doing this for no reason. Like, give me something new to be excited about, to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's not even a great deal. It's like my sandwich artist in Christ. I'm not gonna spend less to eat the sandwich I don't want.
Yeah,
It's
exactly. Like,
already cheap.
yeah, exactly. That's why they're going out of business. Like, they're trying to make people spend less. Like, make me spend more for what I want. What a backwards
Like
business model. It's like, now that I'm saying it out loud, it's like we're a bunch of idiots.
idiots, yeah. Like, why don't you spend less and get the thing you don't like so you don't come back? No, dude, I want Rachel Ray's pear and prosciutto footlong that's only available once a month.
Mm-hmm. Rachel Ray got the fire nudes. You seen those?
Yeah, hell yeah. And you know I'm going to pay a premium for both that footlong and those nudes.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I'm hopping on only footlongs.
Man, Rachel Ray got the hog.
Shit. Oh,
man. Dude, you got me hungry now. Holy shit. I just had lunch not long ago, but we're starving.
Yeah, lunch round two. Let's hit it. I'm going to do the same thing. It's crazy. Like, yeah. Whenever I have no food in the house, which I don't, and I'm hungry, which I am, I, like, get really creative with eggs. It's like, you just, like, look in the fridge, and there's, yep. like, half a carton of eggs, and your mind just goes, like, to some dark places. You're like, what can I do with these eggs?
Oh, 100%. Do you ever just, like go do the rounds, like, check the fridge, check the pantry, check the freezer, and mm-hmm. then, like, repeat, but with lower standards?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, back to the fridge, and now I'm like, all right, like, what can I really eat here? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just, like, on that note, like, last night I made some Annie's. And mm-hmm. I had a freezer pizza, and me mm-hmm. and Bay had a pizza and pasta night, but with Safeway version, you know?
Yeah, pantry pizza, pantry pasta night.
Mm-hmm. Pantry, pushing pantry.
You're pushing pantry. That's some low budget gourmet shit, my guy.
Dude, yeah, it was good.
Not your diet every night, though. You need some. I think you need a little bit more color in your diet.
Well, don't worry, Ty. There's lots of, like, pickled vegetables on this capricciosa.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised there's no pantry options at Subway. They, like, exclusively rely on, like, supposedly fresh ingredients, which they have a life span. But if there was, like, a pantry section where you get, like, some canned artichoke or, like, I don't know, like, a unique sauce, that would be pretty exciting, too.
Mm-hmm.
It would open mm-hmm. the doors mm-hmm. to have a pantry section because you could have a incredible inventory of ingredients without any like compromise to Subway's bottom line because the lifespan of those are so much longer.
100%.
That's thinking about not being, fresh.
Exactly. I was gonna say it's like being fresh on the front of house, but mm-hmm. the back of house doesn't have to be fresh, you know what I mean? Like no, let man, me get some fucking let me get some capers on that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't care that the capers in the back end are kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know they exist and that I can get them. You know, mm-hmm. if you wanted to like put some crumbled walnut in my footlong, like I don't even know how stale they are. I'm not going to be able to tell that there's no crunch.
Doesn't matter what soaked in sweet onion sauce. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Wait, no, I don't really know what you mean.
I thought it too. yeah, I mean, I guess
you got some explaining to do.
They do have like a like pantry system, but it's like directly in front of you as you're ordering. It's like right in front of the meats. It's the chips, Ty.
That's true. Yeah, that is the pantry section. So, and we have dabbled in that pantry section. So, okay, maybe Subway's doing better than I thought.
True. Ty, it's been so swell getting back at this 2-a-week cadence.
Mm-hmm. It really has been. Doesn't matter that they're shoved to the very end. We're procrastinators. We're only human. Do it at the end of the week.
You'll fuck, Ty.
Yeah. I ain't on your schedule.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ty's not on my schedule. I'm not on his, but we make it work.
We make it work. All right, breadheads, think fresh. Stay safe out there. Enjoy your weekend. See you next week.
Salut.
Salut.